Yes. I'm here with Chris Brassington and Joe Brand. You're watching Wimbledon?
Not yet. I'm watching football.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, you're into the football as well?
Oh, yes.
I'm lost. I'm bewildered by it.
You could put, if you put some effort in, you could get into it.
I have watched...
You watch one penalty shootout in the whole World Cup.
We've covered this. I don't get it. But I realise I'm outnumbered and there's no point in me. Although I could fade your microphones down and go on a rant if you like, but I don't think now's the time.
It does sound quite alluring.
Jo Brand is here because her movie opens Friday.
Woo!
That makes it sound great, doesn't it?
Well, it is great!
Well, it's been a long time in the making.
So you wrote a novel?
Wrote a novel.
Which is quite impressive in itself.
Yeah, I know. Well, I've written three novels, right? And it was weird because the first one took 6 months, which is the normal time. The second one took 6 weeks because I was under pressure to finish.
Six weeks to write a novel?
Yeah,
wow.
I was like 14, 16 hours a day. I know. I just couldn't squeeze it in anymore, you know, because I had too much work. And then the third one, which is this one, took 2 years.
Right.
So, yeah.
And where did the idea come from?
Well, as an ex-psychiatric nurse, you know, they always say if you're writing a novel, write about something you know. Because there's no point me writing a novel on tubular scaffolding because I don't know anything about it, you know, and I'd have to research it.
Yeah.
But as I'm a psychiatric, as I was a psychiatric nurse, I do know about sort of mental health issues. And I just wanted to find some sort of pop icon that people become obsessed with, which is why I kind of included Morrissey in it, because I think he's very unique in the sense of the sort of fans that he has. Mm. I mean, have you ever been to a Morrissey gig?
I haven't.
It's like a church service, really.
Right.
It's religious, you know, in its kind of the feel of it, that all these people are just worshipping at the church of
Are they
the
quite
Smith.
Sort of quiet and reverential then, rather than going crazy?
No, it's more like kind of a fundamentalist sort of...
Oh,
yeah,
I
they're
see.
Very,
okay.
We should explain the novel and now the movie is called The More You Ignore Me. It's a rites of passage story set in the 70s and 80s in rural Lancashire.
That's right.
And it's about Alice, who lives with her very disturbed mother in this movie, played by Sheridan Smith, and her long-suffering dad, played by Mark Addy. Ella Hunt plays Alice. And then one day she sees Morrissey on Top of the Pops and becomes completely enchanted by him.
Yeah. And I just wanted to compare the sort of obsession you might have when you have an illness like schizophrenia with the sort of obsession that a teenager has.
Right.
And I think, you know, Alice being a teenager living in the middle of nowhere with a mother who's ill becomes a kind of very solitary figure, really, and she's looking for something to pour her energy and love into.
Yes, and Morrissey, particularly back then, he was the sort of the epitome of the kind of the teenage angst handle, wasn't
Absolutely.
He?
Absolutely, yeah.
Slightly more controversial figure currently.
I know. Well, it's very odd, all that stuff.
Yeah.
We won't go into that now, but, you know, yes, it's been quite weird, that.
Yeah. Have you been a Morrissey fan?
Well, the thing is, I wanted to be a bit objective about it. I'm a bit too old, to be honest, to be a Morrissey fan, because when he appeared on the scene, I was kind of 21, which is too old to go swooning at a gig, isn't it, really? You need
to be
15.
Did people swoon over Morrissey, though, or did they just sort of, did they sort of worship him?
They poetically swooned,
yes,
I think.
Yes,
and
yes.
Even men did as well, you know, because men loved him as well.
Yeah.
Hands deep in their raincoat pockets, as we used to say.
Oh, lovely.
Dark raincoated, thoughtful, strokey beardy, you know, tortured souls, bless them. I really admire him. I think his lyrics are amazing. And I just think he's such an interesting character. I mean, in a way, I think of him as like Kate Bush. They both do exactly what they want. And I think that's admirable in this commercial, you know, swamp.
He's not a character in the film himself, but his sort of presence is a huge character.
I wanted him to play the vicar. we never got round to that, sadly.
So how did it go from being a novel to a movie?
Well,
you've never written a film before, have you? You've written TV.
No, I haven't written a film before. Well, it got commissioned by the BBC as a 90-minute script, and you'll be familiar with this. The woman that commissioned it then moved on to another job, and the guy that came in to take her place went, "Oh, no, I don't think I like that," and sort of rejected it out of hand. So it then hung around for quite a long time. Until someone just kind of happened to hear about it and read the script. And it was it's a company called Genesius Productions, and they've done some really great independent films. And they kind of took it up and championed it, and we kind of went round and said, can we have £3 to make it, you know, various wealthy people we know. Mm-hmm. And it all just came together.
And we get to see it in our cinemas on Friday.
Yeah.
Well, hang around. Here's a track. This is Rag & Bone Man.